Podcasts from the Cochrane Library, the latest evidence for healthcare decision making.
Hello, I'm David Tovey, Editor-in-Chief of the Cochrane Library. Systemic lupus erythematosus, or SLE, is an autoimmune disease that can affect any part of the body, and about half the people with it develop lupus nephritis. In a Cochrane review that was updated in December 2012, Lorna Henderson from the University of Sydney at Westmead in Australia and colleagues brought together the studies that have tested a range of treatments.
Lupus nephritis is a serious condition leading to end-stage kidney disease in 5 to 10% of patients, and the search for effective treatments goes back several decades. In the 1950s, most patients survived less than 5 years, but the identification of successful treatments means that more than 90% of patients with lupus will now live a normal lifespan. Cyclophosphamide-containing regimens have become established as first-line therapy for inducing remission, based on studies from the 1970s and 1980s, but the drug is toxic with a high incidence of adverse events. Furthermore, response to treatment is often slow, and although remission is induced in a significant proportion of patients, the risk of relapse or flare remains considerable. In the past 10 years, numerous trials of newer agents such as mycophenolate mofetil, or MMF, tacrolimus and rituximab have been published. These drugs have been proposed as alternative, potentially less toxic and more effective therapies, and it's important to assess the evidence base for these suggestions. Therefore, our updated Cochrane review evaluates the relative effects of these various drugs, bringing together the evidence on all available immunosuppressive therapies for the induction and maintenance treatment of lupus nephritis. We were able to include 50 trials involving nearly 3,000 randomised participants. Among these, 7 trials with a total of 710 patients compared MMF with intravenous cyclophosphamide for induction treatment. 3 trials, including 371 patients, compared MMF with azathioprine for maintenance therapy. The trials differed in many ways, including disease spectrum, the proportion of patients with each class of lupus nephritis, use of co-interventions, definitions of outcome, length of follow-up, and patient socioeconomic and environmental characteristics. Looking at the results for treatment induction, patients receiving short-term treatment of up to 6 months with MMF had a similar risk of death and progression to end-stage kidney disease as those receiving conventional therapy with intravenous cyclophosphamide. Renal remission and renal relapse were equally likely with each agent. However, MMF was associated with a significantly lower risk of ovarian failure, leukopenia and alopecia, but an increased risk of diarrhea. For maintenance treatment, there was a significantly lower risk of renal relapse with MMF when compared with azathioprine. The best duration of MMF remains unclear, and longer-term outcome data were sparse in the trials. For example, the average time to remission with cyclophosphamide is about 10 months, but the follow-up in 10 induction therapy studies was only 6 months. Furthermore, the risk of adverse events such as ovarian failure increases after 6 months, so the power of the existing studies to detect significant differences among interventions is limited, even when their findings are combined in meta-analysis. The lack of long-term follow-up data in some studies is particularly relevant to the outcome of end-stage kidney disease, where a difference between groups may not become apparent for several years. Thinking about how this review might influence practice, the main messages are that we found similar effects for induction of remission of proliferative lupus nephritis with MMF and cyclophosphamide, but with fewer toxic effects for MMF. This was the case for ovarian failure, alopecia and leukopenia, but there was a significant increase in diarrhea, which may limit the drug's tolerability. However, taking all things together, the equivalent remission rates combined with a more favourable side effect profile would support MMF as being superior to cyclophosphamide as induction therapy for lupus nephritis, particularly for women of childbearing age. Although there are few study data on maintenance therapy, the meta-analysis from 2 recent and relatively large randomised trials show that MMF was more effective than azathioprine at preventing renal relapse with less leukopenia, while deaths, doubling of serum creatinine and other adverse effects, including major infection, weren't different between the therapies. Despite the 50 trials in our review, there are still lots of unanswered questions about the treatment of lupus nephritis. Many other interventions, including rituximab, tacrolimus, and cyclosporine have only been tested in small studies with inconsistent outcome reporting. The clinical role for these therapies remains unclear and warrants caution. In general, we see two main implications for future research: the need to make better use of existing data and to plan any new studies in a strategic way. Given the overall inconsistency of outcomes that were reported and timing of outcome measurement, access to study outcome data sets of existing studies may permit a more informative analysis. Although there have been several multi-centre studies since the first version of this Cochrane Review was published in 2004, diversity in interventions has continued to hamper informative synthesis and cross-comparison. Lupus nephritis is uncommon, requiring multi-centre collaboration for any study to have an adequate sample size. The importance of follow-up prolonged beyond 6 months is vital to clarify risks and eventual harms of specific treatment regimens. There is also a paucity of data for patient subgroups who may carry a greater disease burden, such as African Americans and Asians, and patients presenting with advanced renal impairment.
To read the current version of the review and to watch for future updates, go to thecochranelibrary.com and search for lupus nephritis.